Hello everybody, this is just going to be a quick video about the friend system that we recently programmed into Web Intersect. So if you're not following that series or you're not programming with us doing that, then this video is not going to serve you much purpose other than the fact that you might learn something about PHP arrays. Now, the reason why I'm making this video is because it's a pretty important bug that I found in the friend system that I created. And you'll see it's demonstrated here on this page, and this is the best way to show it to you. And I already programmed in the fix for it, and I'm going to re-release the source version 1.32. I'm going to reapply this source code. I'm going to delete the one that's there and put the fixed one in version 1.32. So anybody that happened to have downloaded version 1.32 over the last couple of days since we put it out, you might want to go ahead and re-download the new package or thoroughly listen to what I'm saying and apply this new code. But in the new package that I put up, by the time you're watching this video, the new package will be up. So you can go and download it now and it'll have the new adjustments in it for the friend system. But let me tell you what I'm talking about so you guys understand the problem. Okay, say we have two members and they're both friends with each other. And this member has an ID of 23. On the site. The second member has an ID of 1. So say he was the first member to join, and really what their IDs are is irrelevant to the problem. But what the problem was say this member has, this first member, you can see he has member ID 1 in his list. He has member ID 1, 12753, 742, and 23122 as friends. So he has 1, 2, 3, 4 friends. And the second member has 1, 2, 3 friends. You can see that string is delimited by commas there. And that's what signifies the separation of commas is what signifies each member's ID that's their friend. Okay? What was happening was the way I set it up was I was just using a string replace to pull the value for member 1, or let's say if these members wanted to unfriend from each other, there was a problem where member 23's array, when we plucked 1 out, it would also pluck this one and this one, messing up this friend's ID, so he would lose that friend and it would be replaced by some friend he didn't even know or whatever. And the same with this one. This one would get plucked off the end of this 2753, making this member's ID wrong. So he would have, after he removed this member from his list, he would have messed up this one and this one. 742 would be unaffected because there's no one in there, you get it? That was the bug. That's the problem. And the same with when this guy goes to remove 23 from his list right here, this member here with 2356, that 23 was getting removed as well. And it's just because I was in a hurry to get things done, I wasn't really thinking, and there's a better way to pluck these array items out of there. And so I've coded it out, and this is how it works now. So you'll see when the original arrays are listed out here. Here's member ID 23, friend array. Here's member ID 1, it's friend array. You can see these are the originals. He has 3 friends and he has 4 friends. Now here we successfully plucked out each from the other's array. So you can see in member ID 23's array here, member ID of 1 is gone. We plucked his key out. His key was 0 and we plucked it out. So you can see key 0 is not here. And the same on this one. Key 0 and 2 are here, but key 1, which was value of 23, was removed from the other guy's list. So that's a more effective way to pluck those array items out of there. And then here down at the bottom you can see I re-echoed out the new adjusted arrays. And let me show you now in the code how I achieved this. And it actually makes the code slimmer. The way I was doing it before was crazy because I had to go and remove all kind of commas and other things. It wasn't very effective. But this is much smarter. Okay, so those of you who want to really understand the code of how it's all working now, I'm going to explain it. So first, in our script, we're gathering the member IDs from a posted mechanism. So in this little example, I just hard-coded in the member IDs. Now these are actually string values, but I call the variable buddyArrayMember1. But at this point, this is just a string. It's not an array yet. And this is how it comes out of the database, how we check it and everything. So here I'm just echoing out the string that holds all the buddies, delimited by commas. Then what we do is we run explode on each one of those, and we explode by the delimited comma that makes an array of each one of those member IDs out of each person's array, or out of each member string. So once we have an official array, we can check, see if each person is in fact in each other's array, and if they're not, we echo not in list and we exit the script. Because both people should have the other people as a friend if they're going to unfriend each other, or one is going to unfriend the other. Alright, so now the new way I approached it was doing a for each loop over that array, and where I found that value to match the one we want to remove, that's where I unset that key. So I put an if condition here to say if value in this loop is equal to member 2 in member 1's array, then you unset the key that matches that value. So you're unsetting, you're pretty much plucking that array item right out of the array, out of friend member 1's array. And then you simply do the same thing to member 2's array, but switching this for member 1. And switch this for member 2. And this for member 2. Basically, you just swap it. You remove member 2 from member 1's array, and then you remove member 1 from member 2's array, and then they're not friends anymore. And then at the end, this is where I was just repeating to show you the new adjusted array. But down at the end, after you pluck them out using these for each loops, then you can implode using comma to add commas back in between all of those friend IDs and make a string out of it again, and then here is where you would put it back in the database and update it back into the database so those people are not friends any longer. Now let me show you the way I was doing it before. I was doing all this crazy crap. So that's why we have to change this. This is not going to work at all. The new programming works really well, and it's a much smarter way to pluck the array items out of there. So I'm going to update the source package, and I just wanted to let everybody know exactly what was going on with that. And like I said, if you want to see it, these new for each loops that are plucking members out of each other's arrays, if you want to see those at work in the actual script, all you got to do is download the new source. We're going to do some more stuff for Web Intersect pretty soon, like private messaging. This whole wall thing, if I go to my profile, we're going to make this more like a wall to where I can post in here, and then people can also post on mine. Say if I go to my friend, I already have it halfway set up and ready to do it. It says write on Ryan's board. I'll be able to write and comment on his board, and eventually none of these blabs will just be all going on the homepage. We'll have just showing a friend's feed. So only your friend's activity is what you'll see. Okay? And we'll also have many, 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 many more applications going into Web Intersect. So sit tight. There's a lot more to come.